Welcome to the Premarital Bliss Podcast with your host, licensed professional counselor, Maya Dixon. This is the podcast that will educate and prepare couples and individuals for marriage by exploring all important aspects of the premarital relationship.
Welcome to the Premarital Bliss Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Maya Dixon. Yes, I said Dr. Maya Dixon. I think I told you guys that on one of my last episodes that I wouldn't record for a while because I was busy finishing my dissertation, which I've been working on for the past couple of years. And it was the most challenging thing I've ever had to do in my life. I equate getting a PhD to be as hard as giving birth, but once I got to the dissertation phase, man, I think that was harder than giving birth, because at least when I gave birth, that was for a set amount of time and it was painful and it was over. The dissertation just sort of lingered and lingered over me for the past 3 to 4 years. So I am finished. I am finally done with school. So now I am now Dr. Dixon. So make sure you address me as Dr. Dixon. If you ever meet me in person, it's Dr. Dixon. I'm going to say it one more time, Dr. Dixon. So I'm so glad to be back recording. I miss doing my podcast. I have so many ideas, but I had to just knuckle down and buckle down and stay the course and finish what I had started quite some time ago. And so this is, if you're first time listening, this is the podcast where we talk about all things premarital. So for individuals and couples who are engaged or thinking about getting married, this is the podcast where I address all of those important issues that couples need to discuss and think about and work through before they are married. So the title of this episode is Relationship Avoidance, and this is something that's been on my heart for quite some time. As a couples counselor, I work with many couples who have a hard time communicating certain things to their spouses or their partners. And that's one of my main goals when I work with a couple, is to get them to have the communication skills that they need to be able to express themselves in a way that's effective and respectful, and it's easily understood by the other person. And so I thought about the avoidance in relationships when we don't want to talk about certain things, whether it be sex or money, in-laws, just anything that we avoid in a relationship. And at the very beginning of the relationship, it made me think about my clients that I have worked with in the past that have avoided to the point that it's causing stress in their relationship. They realize that, and so they come to counseling so that they can figure out a better way to be able to communicate with each other. And it starts with the smallest items that we have to communicate about to much larger items, of course. And so something that happens a lot when you're in private practice as a counselor is that you start counseling with individuals and couples. And if the person is not ready to be dedicated, they are not financially ready, or if they are just not in a place where they are ready to work on themselves and their relationships, we get a lot of what we call attrition, which is people leaving counseling for different reasons. And as somebody who has participated in counseling, you know, personally, I get it. It is hard to go to someone that you don't know and to spill your guts, basically, and to tell all your business. But we get to a certain point in life where we have to do that in order to grow and to become better. So when I think about couples that I've worked with and I think about the things that they avoid, it starts from the smallest things, again, to much larger things. So one area that couples avoid, of course, I do a lot of premarital counseling, is talking about intimacy and sex. And so you've heard me say before how important it is to have those conversations, to have conversations about the type of sex that you want, the type of sex you desire, the type of sex that you're willing to give, what you're willing to learn, and how important is the frequency of something like sex, as well as intimacy. And intimacy is not always sex. Sometimes intimacy is just spending time together, holding hands, laying your head on somebody's chest, just being there and being in relationship with someone when you're going through something traumatic or you're having a hard day, you're not feeling well. So there's different ways we can look at intimacy. And then another hot topic that couples like to avoid, especially in premarital counseling, is finances. And even my married couples, I find that they avoid that topic just as much, and they're already married, is finances. So talking about money, you know, how much money they need to run their households, how much money they need to spend in different areas of their lives, whether it's your money, my money, or our money, how we should save or invest, what our debt situation is looking like. So it's a big deal, and it's really important that couples learn to communicate. Not to say that you're always going to communicate and resolve the problem, but the start of resolving anything is communication. And so I get very nervous when I work with couples, and usually what happens is I see them for a couple of weeks or a month or so or what have you, and then they stop coming to counseling without any warning. They stop coming. Well, like I said earlier, we know that there's going to be quite a bit of attrition in the counseling field. We know that everybody is not necessarily ready to dive into helping themselves, especially when it comes to couples, because usually it's one half of the couple that wants counseling way more than the other. But when I have couples, and this happens a lot, they do a short amount of counseling and then they disappear. And we haven't even gotten to the nitty gritty of what's going on. We're just starting to scrape the surface. And counseling is an investment. And I'm one of those counselors that I don't accept insurance. And I have my reasons for that. So you're paying straight out of your pocket when you come to see a counselor like me. And so when you're paying for a service, you have to be ready and dedicated financially and just personally willing to go there, willing to get your money's worth, willing to really invest in your future, especially when I'm doing premarital counseling. So the problem comes in when couples disappear on me and without any warning. And I do my due diligence as a counselor to try and figure out what the problem is. I'll call or I'll text. I don't really send emails because I don't like to. And so I will reach out to them to communicate, to find out if maybe something happened, something's wrong. Maybe there was a life tragedy. Maybe they've decided they don't want to continue anymore, which is fine. We never follow up with our clients to talk them into services, but I have to do my due diligence in reaching out to make sure there's nothing I can do to help with the situation. And so I get a lot of premarital counseling clients that disappear at the beginning of services or halfway into the service treatment. And I never find out what happens to those clients. And I bring that up because we're talking about relationship avoidance. And in my mind, I'm thinking, if you're not mature enough or capable enough to pick up a phone and call me or text me and say, hey, we're done, we're not coming back, without leaving me hanging, I wonder how you communicate within your relationship. If I reach out to you and you don't respond, it makes me wonder, how are you going to communicate in a relationship as husband and wife, or husband and husband, wife and wife, whatever the dynamic may be, if you can't have a small conversation or shoot one text message to say, hey, this is it? Because in marriage, you're going to have to talk about a lot more things that are way more difficult than calling your psychotherapist and saying, hey, I'm done. I decided I don't want to do this anymore, or I don't like it. I don't think it's helpful. or I just don't have the money, whatever it is. And I just think that's important. And I bring that up because it's just representative of, we can't talk about the small things. How do we talk about the more important things? How do we discuss money? How do we discuss finances? How do we discuss that I know your mother doesn't like me, and so when she comes to town, no, I don't want her to sleep at our home. I want her to go to a hotel. How do we discuss, I know you want five kids, but I only want one child. How do we discuss which house we're going to choose to buy and live in as man and wife and have our children in this house? How do we discuss, I hate my job, I have a little bit of money saved, I'm going to quit and I'm going to find something else to do? How do we discuss, I hate your friends and I don't want them in the house? How are we going to discuss, I know you like cooking for me, but you're not the best cook, so maybe I should do the cooking? How are we going to discuss, I'm not happy with our sexual relationship, if we don't have the tools, the skills, and the maturity to do something as simple as call your counselor and say, hey, we're done with services for whatever reason. We're taking a break. We don't like it. We don't have the money. Whatever it is, if we can't follow up and have those simple conversations, how are we going to pick out an engagement ring? How are we going to decide where we're going to have our wedding? How are we going to decide to tell, how are we going to work together to talk to our parents about difficult issues that we're having if we can't do the small things? And so I just bring this up because it's important. And I tell men and women all the time, mainly women, because when I do individual counseling, I'm usually seeing a female rather than a male. And so I tell women all the time, in order to be a mother or a wife, you have to be assertive and you have to be strong. You can't be weak. You can't let people run over you. You can't be afraid to have conversations, because I'm a lot of things, but as a wife and a mother is where I get most of my strength, because I'm going to protect my family and I'm going to protect my children. And that requires maturity and strength. And it requires having difficult conversations. And the start of that takes place before marriage. The start of that is being able to create an environment where we can have the difficult conversations. So hopefully this podcast is helpful to you. And hopefully you're able to communicate in your relationship. And if you are not, find you a good couples counselor and learn some basic communication skills. I'm Dr. Dixon. God bless. Thank you for listening. Make sure you comment. Make sure you share. Make sure you, if you want to sponsor this episode, if you want to just contact me, if you would like to do a monthly subscription for a very nominal fee, it helps support this podcast. And when you go on to the Anchor website, you'll see all the information on how to do all of those things. God bless and happy relationshiping.
Thank you for listening to the Premarital Bliss podcast. Remember, plan your marriage, not just your wedding day.